And continuing on with our Rhino Radio Power Hour from the Rhino Shield Studios, where Rhino Shield is better than paint. Charlie Harper from GeorgiaPaul.com, along with John Richards and Stefan Turkheimer. And, you know, a lot of bills passed, and we've been talking about those from the General Assembly that ended last Thursday. And some bills did not. And one that apparently is drawing some negative PR for the state, and yet another threat of boycott, because apparently the only way to get what you want is to either threaten to boycott, or not boycott. The Episcopal Church has decided that they are just tired of having to wait till 12:30 to have a mimosa with their Sunday brunch, and they're going to take action. And so I don't know if we're talking about congregations, employees, or whatever, but they're talking about up and moving to Florida because the tax benefits are about the same for the members. And they're making a stand because, as they say, it's something they believe in. They want their drink with their Eggs Benedict and salmon croquettes. I wasn't really believing this, but at some point we got a hold of the spokesperson for the Episcopal Diocese of Atlanta. I believe that is Miss Wanda Morales. Wanda, are you with us here on the phone?
I am, Charlie. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. Just before we even get into this, I recognize the name. There used to be a televangelist on, I believe it was WTBS or whatever Turner Broadcasting was called before it went cable. Is that you?
That was me. I was a TV evangelist. I started that just hoping that I'd eventually be able to break into a cooking show.
Well, clearly we know where your priorities are then.
Absolutely.
What's the deal? Why are you guys so upset that you're willing to leave a state just because you can't drink before 12:30? I mean, you can go to a package store now and drink at home, and you can, you know, just wait till the Baptists join you after they sing, you know, 8, 9, 12 verses of Just As I Am. So why can't you wait your turn to drink with, of course, they never drink in public. They say, certainly won't talk to you there. But what's going on
exactly
here?
Well, we actually, it's a twofold situation. I mean, the colony of Georgia was founded by drunks and thieves. I mean, as a church, we are strict adherents to Constitution and history. And to outlaw a sacrament on Sunday is not only against God's law, but it denies us our state's right. And our creed clearly states that when three or four are gathered together, there's always a fifth. We feel our God-given rights are being squashed by Bible-thumping, that new Revised Standard Edition-thumping people who can't spell Episcopalian. I mean, these are the very same people who use their salad for dessert. I mean, even though we don't believe in hell, we are sure if there really is a hell, these people are going there.
That's very harsh there, Miss Wanda. I believe I might have even heard you use the term Wiscopalians to describe yourselves. I'm still kind of confused, though. You're calling them Bible thumpers. Do y'all not thump the Bible in your church?
We do not. We never thump the Bible. In fact, we only read from the King James Version and sometimes even in Latin.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, where does your church go if this doesn't pass? Where are you looking at this point?
Well, we're certainly not going to North Carolina. I mean, we do realize that our priests in full regalia, especially on high holidays, could be mistaken for drag queens, and that'd just be too confusing in the public bathroom. I mean, we got that. So, you know, North Carolina makes us a little nervous anyway because their governor's got terrible hair, and we just don't do tacky. So we're thinking maybe Florida, but it would have to be certain areas of Florida. I mean, we're sticky and hot, it messes up our hair. And we certainly can't go north because our diocese is grossly offended by major portion of Yankees. So we're looking at every, you know, possibility, but we are ruling out North Carolina.
I'm going to assume, given your background, you've got some schooling in theology, as they say. How do you feel about judgment after those things you've said about North Carolina, and specifically judging others?
Well, you know, we feel like that we are fit to judge because we understand, you know, how to use a salad fork and that you don't drink tea out of your water glass. So our concept is built on the fact that you will never be as good as us because you probably can't even spell it. So, you know, we'd be happy to welcome you into the church if you, you know, learn some manners, and we're good with that.
I'm thinking that you're kind of going against most of your Southern brethren, and it sounds like you do have a bit of a Southern accent there, but, you know, down here we tend to say, what would Jesus do? Is this kind of what Jesus would do? What would Jesus do here?
Well, that is an excellent question, and I thank you for asking that. Because Jesus' first miracle was to turn water to wine, and we are quite clear that on this day God created Episcopalians. And I do want to point out that if you read your Bible, it was good wine. In fact, everybody was real surprised because it came out last when everybody was about drunk, and they are used to having the crappy wine then. But this was good wine, and it's not too much, because as we state in our creed we don't drink cheap wine because our infant baptism card forgets the defamation of our liver. I mean our body.
Okay. You mentioned that, you know, food clearly very important to you, and it's you know, when I go to church and think of eating after, I'm usually thinking of dinner on the grounds and not drinking out of champagne flutes where they accidentally pour some orange juice into some champagne. But you mentioned something about a cooking show and how this ties in. I mean, where are you really going here with this, Wanda?
Well, I'll tell you, Episcopalians are always known to know the best restaurants and have the better reservations at the better table. And all the cooking shows I look at on TV today, I mean, that's just not living up to the standard of Episcopalian. So in the same theme of what would Jesus do, Jesus would get some decent cooking shows on TV. I mean, my goodness, we've got to be, I'm kind of thinking like, you know, cooking with Jesus.
Well, I believe wherever you go, you're supposed to have him with you in your heart, right? Isn't that what you're teaching over there?
We do. We have him in our heart, and we have his wine in our flask because we can't drink before 12:30 on Sunday.
Well, you sound, while very, shall we say, rigid in your beliefs, whatever they are you a person open to compromise? Is there a way to actually work through this issue there, Wanda?
You know, there absolutely is. Now, I don't know about the brunch bill and the Baptist on that, but I do think it would behoove the Baptist to get with us and make sure that we keep those tax credits, because I'm telling you, that's not really an issue for us because, you know, we are tax exempt. But the Baptists don't realize that we are like one major motion picture away from a Scientology celebrity center being put up on Peachtree Street. And if the governor thought he had problems with the gun bill and RFRA, just wait till that Tom Cruise, who, by the way, is crazy as a sprayed roach, is jumping up and down on the couch at the governor's mansion.
Well, while we've got you, you kind of launched another topic there on the gun bill. I'm just curious now, how do you feel about, you know, not just campus carry, but congregation carry? You pack when you go to church, Wanda?
We simply would not do that. I mean, it is just tacky. I mean, I'm sure that there are Episcopalians who have guns in their purses and strapped to their person, but because we have decorum, we do not take things out like that and pass them around and show them. We tend to be very discreet.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it's concealed carry, right? I think you're now upsetting our host, Sully, who believes everyone should carry a gun everywhere they go, even, you know, if it's into the house of worship, because you never know who you might meet out there in the street that didn't quite get the message of the Lord that morning.
You know, Sully and I actually see eye to eye on this, because that is just not something that we worry about. I mean, we've got enough to worry about by having to either go to the package store and sneak it into our favorite restaurants on Sunday, or having to move. So, you know, the gun thing is like maybe 10th on our list of things that we think about on a daily basis. We are kind of a live and let live, as long as you don't get in our way.
Well, I guess you know, the only other thing I've really got to ask you right now is, you sound like a lady that's probably been to Augusta a few times. Do you like the new pimento cheese that they're serving in the sandwiches over there? Because I have a feeling you have a strong opinion on that, too.
I do not. And there again, that goes back to our Episcopalian creed. And there's this old joke we used to say, how many Episcopalians does it take to change a light bulb? Well, the answer to that is, change the light bulb. We don't do change in our church. We have been doing this for thousands of years, and it's just working just fine for us. But so the need to come up with the newest, latest, greatest pimento and cheese is actually just a travesty, just a simple travesty.
And there, in that last answer, I believe we finally found the common ground with you and the Baptist, and that the resistance to change and the light bulb is doing just fine on its own. I have a feeling that that's where the common ground's going to be. Wanda, thank you for calling in today. I'm not really sure what to do with any of this, but, you know, may you go in peace. May the Lord be with you. And
also with you.
I assume you'll have your flask ready for brunch tomorrow so that you can get a head start on everyone else before the legal pouring starts at 12:30.
That's not tomorrow. That's on Sunday, but yes, I will.
Something like that. It seems like it should be tomorrow after this interview. We might want to get there early. Just throwing that out.
Well,
there.
I always have a reservation. I don't stand outside with the techie people.
Well, of course not. Anyway, we do appreciate you calling in, and we will see if we can find a contrasting view on 640 AM WGST we'll go from that. Stefan, does that track with your version of what goes on in the Episcopalian Church and or your own? And do you think we're at a risk now of losing the this over not having this bill passed?
I mean, listen, I think if the Episcopalians left the state, it would be bad. I've been to some of their lock-ins, and they were fantastic.
Okay, John. Does this carry into
the Presbyterians
the bill for 2018 in the governor's race? How does this work?
It quite possibly could. I mean, this really ends up being a battle between the various denominations of the Christian faith, and I'm worried that the Episcopalians are going to drag the Presbyterians right along behind them, and we're going to be losing two great denominations in Georgia and be left with the more conservative ones.
The voice of the Catholicism over there, Sully?
Where the Cathedral of St. Philip is located would make a pretty nice location for a nice high-rise in Buckhead.
Oh, you're really going to go there? Now you just lost both of your creative loafing listeners when you say things like that. Gentrification, it's going to kill us all. With that, we've got more Sully Show up. One more bill that didn't pass we're going to talk about right after the break. A little more Sully Show, Georgia Paul Radio on 640 AM WGST.